Okay, so take a little bit of a detour here into Bava Kamma, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, because Tosfos, the Tosfos that we were doing last week, kept mentioning that, and it's going to keep coming up, that that works out according to the sheet that it holds that Eish is Mishum Chetzav, Mishum because of the Chayev on Eish because of it's like your arrow, but not according to the sheet that it holds that Eish is like your Mamon. So that's a famous question, Machlokas, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, and I wasn't really that up to speed on it. I didn't really remember it last week so well. So we weren't totally sure why it's dependent on that, on saying it's like your arrow. So we decided to take a look at that sugi a little bit. All right, really just getting the basics down here. All right, so let's take a look. It's the Mishnah is on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, I really just want to run through all, most of these cases to see where the differences are. And what the definition is of the machlokas. According to Tosfos, Rashi's a little different. So here's the case. Ready? Hakelev v'hagidi shekoftzu merosh hagag. It's above a kama chof alf on this. So you have a dog and a goat who jumped from the roof. V'shavru es hakelem. And they broke the vessels. Mishalim nezek sholem ipnei shehem muadin. Okay, so that's not our case really. So if they belong to you, those dog, the dog or that goat, you'd have to pay for the kelim because they're muadin likpots to jump. Ubirshus hanizak amar to toldo the regali. So in other words, they jumped and it was in the Nizak's Rishus, the victim's property, right? Wasn't on your own property. If a guy brings Kalim onto your property and your animal breaks, that's not your problem. But it's in the Rishus of the Nizak. So you let your animal go on this guy's roof, whatever. And they're mu'adin for jumping. It wasn't like a death-defying jump or something. It was a jump that an animal would do, I guess. And it broke the Kalim, so you chayiv nezek shalim. Fine. That's no big deal. What's the matter, man?
Is that stam is it stam muad or like consider anything?
It's a muad for jumping. That's what Rash says. Jumping is part of the natural behavior of a dog and a goat. Not
what
like
is in that?
Goats? Goats are
famous
for jumping.
This is not the main issue, but they jump off a roof?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the roof meant. It could be a 4-foot roof. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Can't jump enough.
Right. Now, here's the case we're interested in. Ready? Hakelev shenotal charora v'holach legidish. Complicated case. So, the dog who took a charora, some kind of a loaf that they bake in the coal. So, it has coal in it sometimes. It could have a burning ember embedded in this charora, in this roll, in this loaf. Okay. Yeah, like a loaf of bread. They would bake it, like, let's say, right on the fire. So it still could have in it a charcoal burning. Okay, so the dog took this charora and he ate it. He took this charora. He went to a mound of hay, a haystack. Ochal ha-charora. He ate the loaf. Vihidlik ha-gidish. And he caused the burn, and he set the haystack on fire. Got it? So in other words, let's say it's your dog. Stole the loaf of bread from that was baking. Stole this charora. It had some coal in it. So he took it to a haystack, ate the loaf, and lit the haystack on fire with this gachelis that was attached to the charor. Okay? So, the Mishnah says, for the loaf, he has to pay full damage. And for the hay stack, he pays half damage. Okay? Okay, so before we do this, let's just get one more fact clear that we need to work through the cases. And that is the halacha of tsaroros. Yes.
What does he pay full for?
For the loaf that he ate. Of course, a dog is a mu'ah to eat stuff.
Okay.
Right. But for the gedish that he set on fire, he only pays half damage. Okay? So, just to get, we need one more thing clear, and that is the din of tsaroros. Okay? Is everybody... Everybody's heard of tsaroros, but let's get it straight here. Just the basic idea. So flip back to the first Mishnah in the Perek, Yid Zayin Amud Aleph. So it's Ketzad HaRegel Mu'edas. Ketzad HaRegel, what's the case of Regel? It's Mu'edas L'Shaver B'derech Hilucha. So in other words, what is the case of regel that we say the animal is mu'edas to break in its path? Habehema mu'edas lahalich kedarko l'shaber. So here Rashi goes, ketzad regel mu'edas. That's how you break it up. Klomar bameh haregel mu'edas. So we say an animal is a mu'ed for regel. That's one of the four nizikin, four avos. So what does it mean as a mu'ed for regel? Ketzad haregel mu'edas, bameh haregel mu'edas. What does it do with the foot to be a mu'ed in? So that is l'shaber b'derech hilucha. Klomer b'kachi mu'edas. Shemeshaberes derech hilucha. So if an animal tramples on something, that's a mu'edas for that. So it's nezek sholem. Good? Okay. Now ha'isa miva'etes. Okay, it's like kicking. Oh, shahaya tsiroros minatazin mitachas ragleha. So miva'etes, Rashi says that's a shinoi. That's more like Karen. Okay, so that's one case where it's not a mu'ad for regel. We don't say regel doesn't mean anything it does. We don't say when we say an animal is a mu'edes l'regel, it doesn't mean anything it does with its foot. It means there's a normal regel behavior. What's the normal regel behavior? Walking. But there's also an abnormal regel behavior. That would be kicking. That's really more like a Karen behavior, an aggressive behavior. So an animal is a mu'ad for the regel, for walking. But not a mu'ad for kicking. That's like a Karen. Okay? So that's chatzi nezek, Rashi says. Because that's a tam. Tam pays chatzi nezek. Right? That's miva'etes. But here's the case we want. O shahayu tsuroros minatazin mitachas ragleha vishovras akelim. What's that case? Tsuroros means like little rocks, right? And they go, they're spraying out from under its foot. That also pays chatzi nezek. But the thing is, the tsroros just come about when the animal walks normally. Right? So it's not a shinoi, ela orchehu. Afilu hochi chatzi nezek vesulo. Even though the tsroros come just from the animal's normal walking, steps on a small rock and it'll go flying like tiddlywinks. You ever play tiddlywinks? Yona, you're a West Coast guy? No. Never even heard of it, huh?
No.
All right. I guess I'm like a bridge between two generations. It was a game where you'd have these little, what would you call them? Little circles, right? Like plastic circles. And you would press down on the edge with another one, and it would go flying, and you'd have to like get it to fall into a cup.
Oh, I, yeah.
Right?
Called it pogs.
Pogs.
Yeah, I think you're talking about pogs.
That you've heard of. So that's the same idea. You press down on the thing, and it goes flying.
Yeah, and yeah. That's considered direct?
It was just a new marketing thing.
New marketing.
About 15 years later, they called it pod.
That's it. Okay.
Started a new pad.
So that's how Tsururos, that's the way Tsururos go. No, it's just the animal steps down, puts a pressure on the edge of this little rock, and it goes flying out. Okay. So, Afagav delav shinehu, ela orchehu, so you should say, really, it's just part of regel. It's part of its walking, right? Afilo achichati nezik vesulo, de hilchasa gemiri lu. That's a halach l'mosh m'sinai. Ubershos on these. Okay, fine. So that's halach l'mosh m'sinai. So how would you generalize tsraros? So let's take another case. So then the Gemara continues. The mission continues. Dorsa la kli v'shav raso. Let's say it stepped on a kli and it broke it. V'nofal al kli v'shav ro. And then that kli, a shard of the first kli, flew out and broke another kli, right? Alarisha mishalim nezek shalim, v'ala achre mishalim chati nezek. So the second one is tsraros, right? Nofal al kli acher, rishon nezek regalein, mishalim es kula, v'acharon al yidei tsraros nishbar. Right? It doesn't mean the animal fell on the other kli. It means it a shard fell on the other kli. So the first kli is regel. That's a succinct case. First kli is regel because it just stepped on it. The second kli got broken from a shard of the first kli. That's tsraros. So the first kli is full nezek. Second kli is nezek, is chatzi nezek. Okay.
What about when it kicks up the rock and it hits, let's say, a vessel, and then that one breaks and breaks something else.
That's okay. That's a more advanced question.
No, because that's the case of the fire.
Whoa, slow it down, slow it down. So anyway, so one more case. He says, Hatarne golen mu'odin lahalech kedarkon l'shaber. So chickens also. They walk around, they break things. Ayadolil kosher baraglov. Let's say something was stuck to its, was like a string or something, was wound around its foot. Okay. Rashi says, anything that's wrapped around a chicken's foot is called a dolil. So, it means like a pulley, you know, like a, the dolly is what they draw up the well with, you know. So anyway, so it's got something wrapped around its foot. Oshoye mahades means it's doing the famous chicken dance. Umeshaber as akelim, and that's how it breaks the kli. So it's mshalim chatzin nezek. So Rashi says the dalil is also tsraros. Okay, that's also tsraros, and the Gemara explains the aduye. He this also means it's dancing around and then kicks up a rock. So what's the general idea of tsraros then? How do we differentiate? So how can we generalize tsraros? So the general idea of tsraros is it's something that comes from the koach of the guy, of the animal, not directly from his moving, but his motion, his stepping, caused something else to move. So it's the motion caused by his action. So it's like from his koach, it's considered, not from his maisa. Right? He gave the rock energy. So that's the general tsraros idea. Okay? We discussed earlier in the year whether it's the chatzi nezek of tsraros is what? Is that a kanas or is that the mamon, right? But anyway, so now we've got. Now I think we've got all the information we need. So ready? Let's take a look at our Gemara. Chof Beis Amalaf. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Isho Mishum Chetzov, Rabbi Shlokesh Omar, Isho Mishum Mamono. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we know you're chayav for fire for 6 years or kosa. The pasuk tells you that you're chayav for fire. Okay. But it's but they argue whether it's from a din of your arrow, meaning Rashi, Isho Hasholeach HaBe'era, someone who sends forth a fire. According to Rabbi Yochanan, is Mishum Chetzov, Chayivo HaKosov. The Pasuk made him Chayiv because of arrow. You understand? Rashi just make it clear. He's not just having a svara over here on his own. Without the pasuk of Eish, you wouldn't say any. You wouldn't say this. You wouldn't say this. But once the pasuk tells you you're chayav, they're universal. The Rabbi Yochanan saying, it's the Torah's chiddush is that it has a din of a prior category of chetz. It's interesting. No, they don't just say it's Xeris Kosov and it's its own thing. He says it's being entered into the category of Chetz. The Ihu Ko'ovid, because he did it, the Havi Kizorek Chetz. It's like he threw an arrow, it's like he shot an arrow. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says, it's like mamono. What does that mean? Kishoro uboro. It's no different than a person's animal that did damage, or his boar that did damage. So that's the basic question. Is it, when the Torah tells you chayav mishum eish, the Torah tells you if you light a fire or conduct a fire, your chayav, which category does that fall under? Does that fall under basically a maisa of the gavra, or is it fall under the category of the maisa of his possession? That's what they're arguing about. That's what they're arguing about. Now Rashi says, "V'kosoka daitoch tika beinayu kigon shehidlik b'gachel hashen shelo." At this point, the Gemara is avamina that the nafkamina would be if I took your coal and used it to make a fire. Dile Rabbi Yochanan chayav de chetzovein. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayav. It doesn't matter whose arrow you use, right? It's the gavra. It's the mice of the gavra. Ule Reish Lakish potter the lav mamono, but the Gemara's havmin is for Reish Lakish. You would be potter because it's not his. Now Tosus doesn't like that at all. Tosus does not like that at all.
No, she means the Gemara thought that now, but at some point it's gonna realize that even according to the
Yochanan,
you'd be
chayav
in that case? Or what?
The Gemara at the end holds that everybody agrees it's Mamon. At least Mamon. Okay. The only question is if it's also a din of Maisa. What does that mean? It's a good question. Let's take it slow. Where's the Tosos? Klomer chiyav mamon yesh bo, right? Veloshi yesh shelo doesn't mean it's his. Chiyav mamon doesn't mean it has to be yours. Dafilu hidlik be'esh shel achachayev. Kida ashkan perkakonis. That's the other gemara we looked at. Bekofif kamoso shachavero. You see, it says clearly if you took somebody else's fire, you stuck your friend's wheat into it, you'll be chayev. It doesn't say it was his. Umati bruch mitzuya. V'gavi gates sheyotze mitachas hapatish afagav demistama mafkirle. But oh, it says those cases where it's hefker, it doesn't belong to anybody. But oh, the ain lecha adam she is chayav b'deleika she yafker achelas v'yadli kedisha chavero. You can't. There's no case like that. A guy can be mafker his coal and then light it in somebody's thing. He'll be part of that. Below kapirish akunjus the pirish the ika beinayo the idlik b'gachelas she'ain shalo. So what is the question then, right? So he says it's a chi of mamon. Chi of mamon. It has nothing to do with whether you own it or not. Okay? So right now you're just about as confused as I was when I was doing this, okay? So let's go a little further to see some real cases and see what they're really arguing about, and then it'll be clearer to you what we mean. Or take a look at Rabbeinu Chanan right now. Take a look at Rabbeinu Chanan. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eisho Mishum Chitzov. Ki'ilu biyodov make. See it over there? What does it mean that the fire is like an arrow? What it means is, it's like you did it with your hand. It's like you smacked the guy with your hand. It's like you tore up his wheat with your hand if you burned his field. Okay? V'hu hamazik ba'atzmo. Here's the key. V'dino kidin odom hamazik ba'atzmo. So since you look at the fire like his own action, so then it has the din of odom hamazik. And Reish Lakish says mamono klomar. Kimo shemischayev benezek shoro kiyotzibo, shechayev behezekon. Just like you're responsible for the damage that your animal does, kach beisho, so too with his fire. Da'ino holichu mikocho umazik. It's not going from his koach. He's not moving it. He didn't impart it with velocity. Ela mikoach haruach, v'kol ma shechayev benizke memono chayev beisho. So that's the key. That's the key issue, really. Like Tosus is saying, we have two major categories of hezek, and there are different rules for each category. There's the category of adam hamazik, and then there's a category of Momon HaMazik. And there are Nafkaminas. We'll go through. The Gemaras go through the Nafkaminas. But there are major Nafkaminas, whether it's a din of the person doing damage or his property doing damage. And that's what Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are really arguing about. How do we view Eish? And it has several differences. Do we view Eish as the action of a person, or do you view Eish as the action of his property? In other words, is it like he did a Maisa Hezek, or is it like he failed in a Shmira of his own property? Okay, and there are major Nafkaminas. Can anybody think of one very big Nafkamina that's relevant to the Sugi we're doing in Sanhedrin? And the reason why Tosfos said that whole sugya is only if you hold that Eish is Mishum Chitzav. What cases were we dealing with?
The sun is coming.
Yeah, but what kind of cases are we dealing with? Ritzicha, killing. So you're not Chayav Misa, for Momon HaMazik.
You're gonna kill somebody.
Right, if you're a Momon kill somebody, you're not Chayav Misa. But if it's your arrow that kills someone, you are chayav misa. So all those sugyas that are talking about chi of misa have to be talking about mishum chetz. If you're going to analogize those cases to eish, it has to be according to that side. Just for the practical reason that you won't be chayav misa for mamon hamazik. Right? So it doesn't have to do with anything else.
When did you learn like Tosfos?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Right. Because they have the case actually.
Oh, it's not So then the Gemara goes, just quickly, Gemara says, so why? What is each one's reasoning, basic reasoning? So what's the reason that Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like... why did Reish Lakish not learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Because he said, Chetzav is Mikocho Kozli, V'haylo Mikocho Kozli. So he says, you can't really analogize it properly to Adam, to the Maisa Adam, because the like an arrow, because the arrow is propelled by the person's force. Here, the Eish is not. It's Me'eleha Holechas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, can't really compare it to Mammon. This is a little bit stranger, because it has no mamish. Rash says, the Shalhevet, that actually causes the damage, doesn't have any mamish. Hilkach lo chayve rachmana mishum, I'm sorry, ki chayve rachmana mishum chetzav hu de chayve. Now take a look at Tosafot over here. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Kriyash Lakish. He says, afagav de dorish time de Rabbi Yochanan mikroi. See, as the Gemara says later on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, at the bottom, the Gemara says, Kra umasnisa misayeh leilei Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk and the brisa support Rabbi Yochanan. Kra dechsev ki seitze ish, teitze me'atzmo. Yeshalem hamavir es habeira. Shmamino isho mishum chitzov. How does that work out? Rashi me teitze me atzma mashro. Veleka leuk mikro kishidliku atzma gidisho shachavero. Ela besoch shelo hidlik vaish hocha me atzma. Vafil hochi kori mavir asabera. Kilu hidliko ba atzma. Rashi's still going with his theory over there, it seems. That it doesn't have to be his. But the thing is that he darshans it from it's the way he interprets the pasuk. So that's what bothers Tosa. So he says, what do you mean? Why doesn't he learn like Reish Lakish? He darshans the pasuk that way. So he says, even though he darshans the pasuk, Havale Luk Mikrolid Rasha Achrisi, he could have interpreted the pasuk another way. This svara Kireish Lakish. If he held like Reish Lakish, he could have interpreted another way in the according to the Svar Reish Lakish. In other words, the point is like this: that, like we were saying the other day, the psukim, the lemon from the psukim is not so is not always the primary source of the lemon. Does have to do with how you think of these things before you get to the psukim. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, was open to that interpretation of the pasuk because of the way he thought of it in the beginning, to start with. But let's just get one thing straight here. In other words, what's interesting is that Eish is a Gzeiras HaKosov, right? But yet, each one, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, are fitting it into a prior category, right, of Mammon HaMazik or Adam HaMazik. It's not a third category of just Eish.
How's Reish Lakish learning it? The Pasuk?
He doesn't say. Gemara doesn't say how he interprets it, but... You mean Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish?
Reish Lakish.
I mean, what's his response to this?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just says it's a riot to him. It's not a proof. Not a knockout. In other words, it's either your action. It's either considered like an extension of your action. Or what? Rashi learns literally Mama. Tosus doesn't want to learn that way. He just learns it has the same dinim of Mama. It's considered, you can't consider it your action, but It's considered like your responsibility. Like your mom is your responsibility.
What if you tried that Shiftus talks about when it comes to like a real case of Maman Amad?
Yeah. So the Gemara is trying to figure out who's right, trying to prove Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Back in Chav Beis, that's where we left off of Chav Beis Amalf. So it takes our Mishnah, says, can you prove from the Mishnah if it's Mishum Chitzav or Mishum Mamono? So the Gemara says it works out well according to the theory of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's like his Maisa. Why? Who set the fire here? The dog set the fire. Right. So it would be like the dog's arrow. And therefore what? Rashi Davale Tsuroros. So the thing that the dog set in motion is considered to the owner like Tsuroros. How's that? Saying if fire in general is like an arrow that comes forth from the one who said it. So now the dog is your mamon. So now the arrow would be like your dog set something flying, which is analogous to tsuroros. Right? So that's what the Gemara is. That's the way Rashi is understanding the Gemara. The Havale Chetzav de Kelavein, the Havale Tsuroros, Hilkoch Mashalim Chatzi Nezek. That's why the Mishnah says you only pay Chatzi Nezek for the hay, for the stack.
So you didn't consider that the koach of the dog,
right? Mishumochi, I'm sorry, the Adam Hamadlik. There's no din of tsuroros by the guy himself, only by his mom. Okay, so that works out fine. But how is Reish Lakish going to understand it? What's amazing is the Gemara is saying that when it's comparing fire to an arrow, it's doing it in a real absolute way. Right? Not just from the Adam. Even the Kelev now is considered to be shooting an arrow. Right? In other words, it seems like it's saying it's a real statement about the way the Torah views fire.
But it's not analogous, though.
Let's go a little further. But what would Reish Lakish say? So Reish Lakish has to be very complicated over here. He says like this. Omar Loch Reish Lakish.
What's the problem?
According to Reish Lakish, it's not your mammon at all. You should be completely putter for the. I mean, it's your dog did something, and now the dog set a fire, so it's not yours. It's the dog's. So he says, "Omalach Reish Lakish, hachab mayaskinan de adiye aduye." So what does that mean? Shezarko, the dog tossed the coal. The al charora mishalim nezek shalim. Because he ate it. It says he ate it, right? Ocho charora. The al mokom gacheles mishalim chatzi nezek. So he envisions it differently. The dog is eating the gacheles and shakes loose. Eating the charora and shakes loose a gacheles that goes flying out and lands on the gedish. Okay, now it gets a little complicated. So he says al mokom gacheles mishalim chatzi nezek. On the spot that it landed, that's what the Mishnah means. He pays half nezek. Al mokom gacheles, mokom shenofla gacheles, sham mishalim chatzi nezek, did tsuroros hain. That is tsuroros. Vakelev Oson. Or Lishnachrina de Mishunahu. It's not natural, so it's not a mu'ud. But Al Gidish Kula Potter. The Isho Esho Mishum Mamono, Vahilav Mamonohu.
What about the oats?
Vitzroros lekel amemer. You can't say the whole thing is tzroros. Dehami mokom gachelas ve'elech dolko esh me'elav, because from the point of where it landed, onward beyond that point, it went on its own. It wasn't from the koach of his, of the dog, and he's not viewing fire like a continuation of the koach of the sender. So the gachel, so the tzroros would be limited to the place that it burned where it landed. So that's also why he has to learn it, that he shook it and he threw it. Because if he would have just placed it down on the spot, then he wouldn't have been chayev chatzi nezek for anything. Because the mokum of the gachelis would be nezek shalem. Because that's natural. And everything else would be potter. So he's trying to show you that according to Reish Lakish, the only way to make him chayev on anything chatzi nezek, for anything for chatzi nezek, would be to say that the animal tossed the gacheles. So then where it landed, it'll be tsroros. And everything else will be pater. But if it just took the gachela, took the charora, and placed it down, so then wherever it placed it is natural. That spot would be chayev nezek sholim. And everything beyond it would be pater, because it would just be moment of the dog. It's not yours. It's not your stuff. It's not tzroos. It's not your stuff. So it's very clear that that what they mean when we say, is it mishum a mishum chetz or mishum moment, means it's the way you view the whole action of the fire, and that has vast ramifications in the zikin, because there are a lot of nafkaminas between koach and maisa. I mean, mammon and maisa. Over here, it's what comes from your mammon. Tzroros is the koach of your mammon, but there's no mammon of mammon. Let's skip the next case. Let's take the case after it on chaf beis amud beis. Okay. Toshma, hamadlik es hagidish, voyegidi kafeslo, ve'eved somochlo. This is relevant to us. V'nisraf imo, chayev. Okay, a little bit of a confusing case, but it's like this. If a person lit the hay, and there was a goat tied to it, and an eved near it, and they got burnt with it, chayev. What is he chayev for? Agidi v'agidish. Okay, he's chayev for the goat and the hay. L'fisha ein lo din misa b'shvila eved shahaya yelo livrach. So that's similar to our case, where you push the guy into situations he could escape from. So you set a fire. There's nothing stopping the other from leaving. For whatever reason, he tripped and he got killed. But you didn't. You're not considered to be to have put him in a deadly situation. So for the eved you potter. Okay. Now, eved kofas lo ugedi samach lo. What if it's reversed? The eved is tied to it, and the goat is next to it. Vidnisraf imo, and the goat gets burnt too. Potter. Potter for what, Rashi? Agedi va'agedish. You're potter for the hay and for the goat and for the hay. Any reason why that would be? The kim lebe de rab mine. Because that's the rule. You always give the person the greatest onish from the maisa. She hahoreg ho'eved nerag. If a person kills an eved, he himself is killed. Tichziv nakom yinokim. So therefore, he'll be potter for the gedi and the gedish, because he's chayev misa for the eved. Okay, a little bit of complications. Rashi goes through why it has the both of these cases exactly this way, but that's not necessary for us right now. So now the Gemara says bishlama for who? So again, who is this good for? Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because that's why you'd be chayev misa. But if you're going to learn like Reish Lakish, that's Mamono, why am I putter? Why should you be putter for the Gedi and the Gedish? Ilu Kotal Tore Avdo Hochanami Dlo Mechayev? Let's say his cow killed the Eved, right? He wouldn't be Chayev? Mamon? Haksiv Kesef Shloshim Shakel Shkolim Yutan Le'adonov. In other words, there's no din misa if a guy's mamon kills never. So you don't have kim lebed rabine. So you see another clear nafkmina. And this is why Tosfos says all of our cases in Sanhedrin have to be going according to Eisho Mishum Chitov. So how's Reish Lakish get out of it?
Because otherwise he'd never be chayav misa.
That's right.
Does that mean that we actually hold Eishos like
athletes? Oh, so the Gemara's trying to disprove Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, I mean, it seems that way from that Mishnah. But Reish Lakish says, no, Hachav Mayaskinan Kishahitzis Begufo Shel Eved. The Kim Lebed Rab Minei. No, you lit the guy on fire. He started the fire on the Eved. So then, interesting, Rashi says, then, Vaday Mamish Hargo. If you take a fire, you take a coal and you put it on top of the Eved, that is, you're definitely going to be chayav. That has nothing to do with whether Eish is Mishum Chetz or Mishum Momon. You're really using it like a knife. It doesn't have to do with its propagation. The only time that Eish comes into question is the propagation of it. That's how we differentiate it by the dog, between the makom that it put it down on and the rest of the Gedish.
And you don't get really nitpicky with it and say, well, I placed it on his shirt. And so then now when it spreads to his body, that's not considered a...
I don't know. If you were on the Sanhedrin and we passed on the Reish Lakish, that would be a good to be Malama's Chus on him.
Or is that considered, like, or is that nuts?
No, that would be good. Yeah. I agree. It would be good. He put it on his hand and that wouldn't kill him. But it caught onto his shirt and spread. Then you didn't do a Misa. That was Roy for Misa. So nothing more says, okay, so then it's Pashut. What was Pashut? That's Kim Levi Ramine. So the Gemara's answer is it's the Gedi belongs to one person, the other belongs to another person. All right, whatever. It's not our Indian. Now, one more.
Hey, in order to make the guy high of Nesek to the one and high of
Verdes. You might think it's two separate actions. So you don't say Kim Lebed Ramine on two separate things. He did one thing to one guy and another thing to another guy.
So those are two separate actions.
You might think the two separate actions, Kamash Malon, it's one action, and since one outcome is Misa, he'll be putter to pay the other guy for Mamon. Even though you could theoretically say he did one thing to one guy and another thing to another guy. And then you wouldn't have Kim Levi Ramine. Right. So just because a guy did something that has a din Misa, if 5 minutes later he steals money, he has to pay that money. It's only when they're in concert.
So a suicide bomber, for example, he'd be... he'd be high for killing someone.
Right.
But even though he also destroyed the building.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be a suicide bomb.
Correct. Doesn't have to be a suicide bomb.
I'm just making it politically relevant.
Okay, let's do one. Let's do another case. Another case here. This one is also very interesting. If someone sends a fire in the hands of a cheresh shote v'katan. Okay. He sends a fire in the hands of a cheresh shote v'katan.
Cold, I guess?
Yeah. So he says he's potter midine odam, but he's chayev bidine shemayim. Right? No, as the case is, you gave it to someone who's not capable of a good shmira. That's right.
So then you should be chayev.
So the Gemara says, what does that do with Mammon versus Chetz? So the Gemara says, Bishlam Alaman Damar Esho Mishum Chetzov Chetzov De Chereshu. Oh, I'm sorry, wait, we forgot the din. The din is your pater. Right, Meir, you're right. The din is your pater. Right? The din is your pater. So the Gemara says, okay, that's good if you say it's Mishum Chetz. So now it's like, whose Maisa is it? It's the Maisa of the Cheresh Shote V'Katan. So that's why you're going to be Potter. Okay? Slow down. Don't worry. No, we'll take up your question in a second. Elamanda Ma'esho Misho Mamono Ibu Mosar Shoro Cheresh Shote V'Katan Hachanami Dlo Machayev. Says, but if it's Mammon, here's the first case where it's very interesting, where Mammon is worse than Chetz, right? If you have your shor and you give it to an idiot, right, or a katan, and then it goes and does damage, are you going to be potter?
Why? Because it's still your coal?
That's right. Hi, Itmar. So the Rashi says, "Ha'aminim perakama chomer b'shor mi be'ish im mosro lecheresh chayev." That the shor is worse than the ish. So you give it to a cheresh, you're going to be chayev. Why? Because right, because you're chayev on it shmira. Right. It's your mamon. You're a chayev on the shmira of your mamon. So if you give it to someone who's not capable of a good shmira, you're responsible for pshia in your obligation.
What about the kalev case? Didn't we say you were putter there?
Oh, the kalev case, it was your dog.
It's not your call, I guess.
Not your call. So that's the Gemara's question. If you're going to learn, it's Mishum Chetz, Chitzov, so then, it's interesting. Then what? Then I should be Potter. Because it wasn't my action that sent it forth. But if it's Mishum Mamono, then it is my action that sent it forth. So Tosus is not totally happy with this.
I don't like that, the chetzav, because you really are. There's something there when you're giving it to the...
Okay, so Tosus is bothered with that problem. He says, I don't understand. When you give it to the cheresh of the katan, is that like a ruach metzuya or a ruach she'ena metzuya? In other words,
something's gonna happen.
In other words, let's just say the cheresh shote v'katan is like, it was just giving it to something that's going to light a fire. So isn't that, why is that different than putting the fire in a situation where the wind is just going to carry it and burn something down, right? It says tamer l'ri, I choshev mesir l'cheresh keruach metzuya. If it's like putting it in the path of a ruach mitzuya that's definitely going to propagate it further, So then the Rabbi Yochanan Nami Mechayev. Then even if you learn Mishum Chitzav, you should be Chayev. That was one of our cases we had before. Where you bend the guy's wheat into the near a fire that a Ruach Metsuya pushes towards it. So you Chayev. Ve'i lo choshev k'ruach metzuya. And if it's something that is unusual, so then why is it the Kashan Reish Lakish? It's not like a guy who gives his shore. Halo dami l'maser shoro. Because everybody agrees, ein chayav en klal eish, ela b'yachol l'hazek b'ruach metzuya. Everybody agrees with that. Everybody agrees that you're not going to be chayev on your fire unless it's capable of going out with a ruach metzuya. If it goes out with a ruach sheina metzuya, everybody agrees you're not chayev. No, it's the level of shmira. And I was interpreting it into Reish Lakish's framework. The level of shmira is akin to the situation of ruach sheina metzuya. So then, if it's ruach metzuya, even Reish Lakish, even Reish Rabbi Yochanan say chayev. And if it's like a ruach sheina metzuya, so then it has the proper shmira of eish.
So
even in Kodesh Reish Lakish, you should be Potter. Yeah, because it requires Shmira, but the Shmira that it requires is like a situation of being in a situation of Ruach Sheina Metzuya. Similar to like the shore that we were doing, right? If it's behind a wall that will stand up to Ruach Metzuya, that's a good Shmira. That's right. That's right. So he says like this, Omer Reed, Lamand Amr Eisho Mishum Chitzov, Hu Lo Mechayev, Ela Be'esh Shiyochol Lahazik Baruch Mutsuya Harbe, Vikorov Levadai, Levadai Hezek, Ke'ein Chitzov. Now he goes, he gets a little bit of a further, finer distinction over here now. So if you're going to learn, it's Mishum Chitzov, it's like your arrow. It has to be that it can, that it's almost a vada that it's going to do damage, like an arrow that you shoot. V'hocha ein b'maisa hasholeach korov levada yezek. But when you send it with the chayr shot of a cotton, it's not like a korov vada yezek. It's not like you pulled back on the bow and loaded it up.
It's pretty similar.
So it's not like chitzav. The chitzav, the cheresheim. It's more like his action. Avalamanda mishum mamono, afagav delo mezuman kuli hai, mechayev. But if it's mamon, then it's an obligation of shmira, and even if it's not certain that it's going to happen, it's not really destined to happen, he's still chayev, just like the case where you give a shore that's tied up to a cherish to watch. That there you're chayev, because the Gemara says it's not unusual for the shore to undo his own tying, and therefore, and the cherish is not going to retie him up, so you're chayev. Even though it's not Karo Levadai.
So this is
not, so you're saying this situation of Cher Shod V'Katan is not Karo Levadai. So it doesn't qualify in the analogy of Ev Chetz. But it doesn't, it's not enough for Shmira. Because
so what
it's
quasi state is this?
He's not saying that it's...
No, it's basically saying... Right, like Matt is saying, we'll call it a maybe. He's saying it's a maybe. So that's not sufficient to be considered to be your chetz. It has to be karav levadai to be considered chetzov. So then it's going to be the chetz of the cherish. But in terms of a good shmira, your obligation of shmira is not fulfilled if you put it into a situation where it maybe will undo itself. Right, now there was the chiddush of the Tosfos, he's tacking on a requirement of karva levadai, because he's saying that's part of the analogy of chetz. It's interesting. I mean, that he does make that point. He says, ke'ein chetzav. It has to be karov levadei hezek, ke'ein chetzav. Because when he says it's like an arrow, so he means to say, you know, it's really he's learning, really Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan dismisses Momon because he holds that it has aim of mamash. Right? But he's not saying it's intrinsically like chetzav, he's saying it could be converted to chetzav, but you'd have to really send it. Right?
Karav levadai way.
Karav levadai means you're sending it. There's a shear of when you consider it to send it, since it does have its own propagation. When are you considered to be the sender of it? When you put it in a situation that's karav levadai. Ruch Matsuya is a vadai, but there's even a karav levadai.
If it's a ruch Matsuya, there's no chedesh of Eishra Mishum Chetzav.
If there's a ruch Matsuya, then even he'd be chayav for the...
Right. I mean, that's not a case where you need Eishra Mishum Chetzav, Eishra Mishum.
Right.
It's just like...
Right.
A damn good situation, yeah.
Well, it depends. I mean, the thing, it depends on what you learn. In the case where you're putting the guy's thing into the fire, then you're right. Then it doesn't make a difference. But in terms of the further action of the fire, it still would be...
Further action.
Right.
And let's say you just lit something on fire using a ruach mitzuya.
So the thing that you lit...
Right. That's not the chiddush.
That's not a chiddush at all. Right.
Right. Like the makom.
That's right. There will be no nafkaminas on that. In other words, just to clarify it, if you say it's mishum mamon, so mamon always moves on its own. Right? You're sure it moves on its own. It's not your maiso. Right? So then that means to say you have a response, you have a proactive responsibility of shmira on something that has its own motion. Like your mamon. And the eish also comes under that category. So then, even in the situation where it simply might get out and do damage, you have an obligation of shmira. And you'd be chayev if you didn't take the steps to prevent it from getting out in the situation of a maybe. But if you'll say it's like your maisa, so then it has to really be coming from your action. It has to be akin to your sending the fire. That's only when you positively do something that's considered like launching it. It has to be a karav levadai. So the way you view it will determine when it's considered that you are related to its harm. You know, because it's two very different questions. Did you fail in your preventing of it? Or did you send it? Those are two different questions. It could be it's not considered that I sent it, because I wasn't putting it in a karav levadai situation, but failing to prevent it means I don't have to send it. I know it has its own motion. And that's part of my responsibility, to rein in its own action. It's not its action is my action. In order for its action to be my action, I'd have to be participating in its action. Like an arrow. So he says like this, how does Reish Lakish work it out? Lo shonu elokisha moso lo gacheles veliba. Ovo moso lo shal heves chayev. Yeah. So our problem is, how is Reish Lakish going to say you're potter? So he says it must be that you handed him a coal and he blew on it. Hacherish. The Cherish blew on it and made it into a flame. Below Dami Lashor, the Shor Mizuman Lehezek. Aval Hadig Acheles, Cherish Ovid Lehezek. No, the case is that you didn't give him a dangerous gacheles. He turned it into a dangerous gacheles.
Which was really okay.
Yeah.
For that level of gacheles.
That's right. But if you gave him a shalheves, then it will be chayev. My time a bori hezeko. Mizuman hezeko. Bahavi kishoro. In other words, it has to be like it's a shore when you give it to him. That's what Rashi's trying to work out. So a flaming torch is like a shore. A gacheles is not like a shore. If he turned it into a flaming torch, then you didn't give him the shore. And Reish Lakish says, and Reish Lakish says, even the shalev is his potter. Okay, fine. All right, so let's get down to the bottom line. So the bottom line is the Gemara says like this. Omar Rava, let's take the top of Chav Gimel. Kashalei l'Abaye. Okay, Rava had a question for Abaye. L'man damar isha mishum chitzav. Whew. Take a breath on this one. Tomon ba'esh de potter achmona hechi mishkach asla. Did we come across Tomon? I don't remember. I don't think so, right? Okay, so there's a gzer zakasov. That anything that was hidden when the fire went over it and gets destroyed, I think I mentioned it to you, and gets destroyed, you're potter on. It was esh is only chayev on that which is gully. The action only chayev for the action on the action of the eish, for that which is open. If something were concealed under something else, and the fire burnt that and destroyed it, you would be patur. So Abaye says like Rava says like this: says if you're gonna learn, it's mishum chitzav. So then, how could you be patur on the tamon? Now this again shows you. The nafkamina. Ilu adam zorek chetz vehezek betamon milo mechayev benezek. Now this doesn't make sense. What is if you're really going to say eishes mishum chetz? So there's no patur on tamon by the maisa adam.
Is it better if you say mamon?
Ah, that's a good question. Get to that in a minute. But there's no patur on maisa adam. For Tomon, a guy shoots an arrow and it hits something that was hidden, he'd be chayev. Adam is, like Rashi says, petza tachas petza, l'chayev ala shogi kemeiz evonis kerotzon, like we mentioned in Sanhedrin. There's no petur. Adam is muad li'olam, yechayev for every single thing, anus, rotzon, pot, shogi. So there's no petur at all. So let's take a look at Tosus. Bishlam ma'laman damar esho mishum mamono. Ein tema de pater. What does it mean that it's a question on mishum chetz, right? It just means to say that there's no tema if you would learn mishum mamon. Ve'afagav de b'chol nizke mamon kigon keren shein v'regel chayev tamon shebe chayev tamon. Even though on all of the cases of mamon that we know about. Karen, Shane, Regal, there is a chiyuv of Tamon. There still is no tema if I would tell you that on Tamon you're putter for Eish because it's Mishum Mamon.
It would be weird, I guess, but not a tema.
It would be weird, but not a tema. Sheb Mamon, there are differentiations in Mamon. Karen, Shane, Regal, Lechosean. In each one, there are differences. There are unique qualities to Regel, there are unique qualities to Karen, there are unique qualities to Shane. Aval ba'adam ha'mazik lo cholak ha'kosuf. But by Adam, there's no differentiations at all. So in other words, it's not like we have a prior paradigm of Tamon in Mamon, and not one in Adam ha'mazik. There's no prior paradigm of Tamon anywhere. So why is it a question on chitzav, but not a question on mamon? He says, because we, in Adam, we know there are no differentiations. That's onus kiratzon and shoge kemezid. But we do know that in mamon hamazik, each area has its own little quirks. So we wouldn't be surprised, like Matt says, there's nothing surprising if I would tell you in Eish, Taman is Pater. But it's just not possible in Adam to say that it goes against the whole nature of the Chiyuv of Maisa Adam. But the very nature of Chiyuv Mamon is that it's differentiated in different ways. Right? So that's a powerful question, Ravad. Powerful question. If you're going to say Taman, if you're going to say Eish is Mishum Chetz, how do you have the Patur of Taman? On a Maisa Adam, where we say Shogig is Kamezin, only says Kamezin. Shogig by Adam, you have Chayav, you know. So he said like this. V'nichale, Abaye gave him an answer. Kigon shenofla deleka la oso chotzer. Nofla deleka shel oso chotzer. So the guy's chotzer started burning. Okay. Vinofla geder shelo machmas deleka. And then the fence fell down. Okay. Not because of the fire. Coincidentally, the fence broke down. Okay. V'hizik v'holcha v'hidlika v'hizika v'chotzer acheres. Okay. And it went forth and burnt the other chotzer. D'hosam kolulei chitzov. His arrows ran out at that point. His arrow ceased at that point. What does that mean? Rashi. Shebisho'o shehidlik ha'esh. So it doesn't mean nafla d'leka, doesn't mean it was a spontaneous fire. It means he set the fire. Okay? I don't know why he uses that lashon, nafla d'leka. He set the fire in this guy's yard. And there was a fireproof barrier between his yard and his neighbor's yard. But, coincidentally, that fireproof barrier fell down after he lit the fire. So Abaye says he'll be putter on the neighbor's yard. I guess so. He says, Shebishah shehid likoesh. When he lit the fire, Dahinu zrikas chetz, which was his shooting of the arrow, Lo haya roi lehezik b'chotzer acheres. That arrow's distance, it's fantastic, right? The distance of that arrow was up to the border of this guy's yard. The only problem is it doesn't make sense, because the Gemara says that's what you're wondering about.
But isn't that similar to the case of the arrow? If you shoot an arrow at someone who's holding a shield.
Oh, okay. No, wait. It's similar thing. It's exactly right. So the Gemara says, "I hachi linyan galoi nami kalu lo chitzov." In other words, the Gemara is saying that Abaye was saying on the tumun in that next field, you're going to be putter.
Or I thought he just meant that that's considered. Tumun.
That would be good. Yeah. But he didn't mean that.
Oh, he didn't mean
that. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, but he'd be putter on everything. Right? Not just on that which is hidden in the other guy's fields. Mm-hmm. Right?
So factually, the case is he'd be chayav on the stuff that was tamun in his neighbor's field. But not.
What?
Stuff that was gully? Factually, we know that the stuff that's gully.
We don't know anything factually.
I see.
But he's saying, but the Gemara is saying, if Abaye is going to tell me that when you light your fire here, and there's a fireproof barrier, and it goes down after you light the fire, that's kalu chitzov at your yard, then you should be putter on everything beyond your yard, beyond that first yard.
Right.
And you can't say there's a chilek of tumun and gully.
Right.
So, gully is uncovered. So where does tumun and gully come in? It's just saying there's a limitation on the chetz. It doesn't bring up gully and tumun. Ella, what's that square? Okay, whatever. Ela leman de islei mishum chitzov islei nami mishum mamono. Ah. So you must say like this, that even the one who says isho mishum chitzov also holds from mamon. And that's why on the other guy's field, he'll only be chayev tomon. Because past the fireproof barrier, it doesn't have a din of his mice anymore. It doesn't have a din of chetz anymore. So it'll only be mamon. So you must say that the one who holds from chetz also holds from mamon. And when do you split out chitzav from mamono? At kolulo chitzav. So you have to design a case. I mean, you could have used any of those other cases too, right? But one more time?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, the problem is, how do you ever have a case of tomon by Eish? If you hold Eisho Mishum Chitzov, it means it's like his Maisa. There's no differentiation in Maisa between something that's hidden and something that's gully. So Abaye brilliantly constructed this case that you started the fire in Chatzir A, and it had a natural barrier to Chatzir B. So Mishum Chitzov will only, and then the barrier fell down after you lit it, after you lit Chatzir A. So your Maiso HaMazik was limited to Chatzir A. So anything beyond Chatzir A is not Maiso HaMazik anymore. It's not Chitzov. So the Gemara says, oh, but if it's not Mishum Chitzov, so he should be Pater on Goli and Tomon. What do you mean that's the case where Tomon you're Chayev on and Goli Tomon you're Pater on and Goli you're Chayev on? So the Gemara says, ah, you're right. What Abaye meant was, must be, that he meant that everybody agrees Isho Mishum Mamono. The only question is, do you also hold Mishum Chitzov? So when I light it in Chatzir A, and the barrier is up at the beginning and then it falls down, so then even though I hold Isho Mishum Chitzov, beyond Chatzir A will still have a din of Mamon.
But it wouldn't have, because the barrier was up at the time that it started.
Since the barrier was up, that's why it's not a din of Chitzov. But since it did go out, and I think Rashi says he could have run ahead and put it out. Oh, Gemara explains that. Then it has a din of mamon beyond the first chatzir. And that's where the gzeiras hakasuv of tamon must be referring. So the Gemara says, Ukagon shahayalo legodira velo gadra. And it must be that he had the opportunity to contain the fire, and he didn't.
Why?
Rashi, the afogav. Ukigon shahaya lo legodra. I'm sorry, let's go back. Islay nami mishum amono, right? Vehecha deleka lechiyuve mishum chitzov, vika lechiyuve mishum amono, mechayvinan le. Right? Where it will fail because of chitzov, but it will work because of mamon, will make him chayev. Hilkach linin goloi afagav de kololo chitzov chayev mishum amono. So on the Gola, he'll be Chayev Mishum Mamono, but the Gzeres HaKosav is Eish is Pater as Mamon HaMazik on Taman.
So Rava's question is really just find me a case where you'll be Pater on Taman.
That's right. If you hold Mishum Chitzov.
If you hold Mishum Chitzov.
So Rabbi said, yeah, you're right. You must say that everybody agrees Mishum Mamono. But you can, and then you can get rid of Chitzov by doing it like this. Now hold on, let's get the last qualification. Ukigon shahaya lo legodra, b'terem tavard lekasham, shahaya lo shohos v'yochol legodra. You really could have stopped it. Okay? V'lo godra, and you didn't. V'afagav de leka l'chiyuvei ahavar rishon. You can't make him chayev for the first lighting. Mischayev al shem sofo shlo shimar gachalto ligdor bifonel. In other words, he seems to be learning that midin momon, if you lit a fire in a safe place relative to the other places, and then it broke down and you just simply couldn't contain it, that's not your
it's only your
that's
momon.
Like an honest.
It's only your momon within the first chatzir. Or it's always your mamon.
It's always your mamon. Exactly. Exactly.
I see.
Right, you made a fire in a self-contained area. When you lit it, it was self-contained, so that was not a lack of shmira. And then spontaneously, it broke down. So if you can't contain it any further, that's also not a lack of your shmira.
But if you could have stopped it,
then you're lacking your shmira of your mamon, correct. Okay?
It's only considered your chitza with respect to that first avara.
That's right. Pretty good, huh?
So that second break, you can't turn it back into your chitza.
Right.
Make it a lack of shmira of your mamon.
That's right. Even without svaras, it's enjoyable, this stuff. Now, one last thing. Just one more thing. Take a quick look at Nemuki Yosef on Yud. He has a very funny question. He says like this. If you're going to say Mishum Chitzav, he says, Ki'ilu biyodav hiviro. It's like you burnt it with your fire. Everywhere it's burning, it's like you're doing it with your fire. So he has the strangest question. I remember my father did this one Shabbos. He says, how can you light Shabbos candles? Because it's burning all Shabbos. And if it's like your hand is burning the fire, so it's like you're burning a Maisa burning on Shabbos. Strange question. It says if you learn Mishum Chitzav, so that means it's like it's your Maisa. The whole time it's burning, it's like it's your Maisa. So then how can you light Shabbos candles? So you see also, what do you see from his question? That it's not a din in Nezek. When the Gemara says Ishul Mishum Chitzav Mishum, it's describing the phenomenon of Esh according to the way the Torah views it. Of course, his answer isn't. I'll tell you his answer. His answer isn't that that's a din of nezek. That's not his answer.
That's what you would have thought.
His answer is that when we say it's your maisa, it means that your initial action is like all of the future actions at that moment. But that moment is still not Shabbos.
Isn't that problematic?
Oh. And that's why it's not a problem?
That's why it's not a problem. I'll read it. He says, Lefi v'chein ma'achizin as ha'or b'madur v'olachas v'ingres. Lefi zeh rei hu ki'ilu hiviru hu ba'atzim shabbos. V'koshkein hu. It's a koshkein. De'ilu hochalo neskavein lahavir gidisha chavir klal. V'hocha ikar kavanosuhi. It was by the cases of the fire where it burns down his friend's property, he didn't have to have kavana for that, and we still consider it his action. So certainly, when it's his kavana, v'im calls that non mishal shlunas haPesach l'tan. Okay, fine. So he said like this: lo kashalan sharei chiyuvo mishum chitzav kizorek chait kizorek hachetz. It's like a guy who shoots an arrow. The moment it left his hand, but also he did everything at that action, at that moment. Right? We don't really consider it his action in the future. Listen to his proofs. We should say he's potter. The onesu. Let's say a guy shoots an arrow, and we say now it's like he is doing it the whole way through. What if he wants to change his mind? He wants to call back the arrow. Can't do it. Oh, so then it's like someone is forcing his hand to do something. That's not us.
He's just saying that.
I like to take a case where you throw the clay off the roof.
Right.
It's shovel. Right?
That's right.
That's idea.
Similar thing. it's a different because that's in terms of here it's his.
It's complete.
Well, here we're talking about fire. No, you're right. But we're really talking about fire.
I know.
Right. So too, he says, let's say the guy dies before it hits his target. Right. Well, let's say he lights a fire and it dies before it burns down his neighbor's yard. He'll still be chayav for it. His yarshim will have to pay for it.
You mean he dies?
He dies.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't kill
him. No. Right. He lights the fire and croaks.
Oh, I see.
Right?
You don't say it's like the dead guy.
You don't say it's like the dead guy burnt the thing. Right? It's his achrayus. The neighbor can come to the Yarshim and say, your father did this. They can't say, well, how's that possible? Dead men don't burn things. Right? Because the pasuk says ki teitzei eishalim yishalim, right? So el alav shmamina the lav kamanda adlik hashta biyadayim chashvinali. When it burns, we don't say it's like he's doing it now, right? Ela kamanda idlik meikara mishas pshia chashvinali. We say no. At that moment, it's like he burnt it at that moment.
Like all future actions are collapsed into your initial actions.
V'chein adin l'yin Shabbos. When he lights it on Shabbos, before Shabbos, k'man da'agmar b'yadayim ba'ahu idna. It's like he did all of the burning right now. But at that moment, there's no chiyuv, there's no issur Shabbos. Lot to think about, huh?
It's not what I mean to say. This question...
No, it's just Havamina was when we say it's Mishum, right.
Is that like retroactive qualification of your Maisa? Because what if the guy erects a barrier in the middle and then he takes the barrier down?
That's like that case that Rashi has, like all those cases with the shield and all those other things.
Yeah.
Right? When you shoot the guy and he had a shield up, at that moment, your Maisa didn't include killing him. Right? That's what those cases are going to get into. And when you pull the shield away, you're trying to redefine the original Maisa. No, that doesn't fly. No pun intended.